This hour of Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists. Fighting for America.
Students get a chance to actually apply what they learn. Most of the time, you're just reading about Shakespeare, and with the exception of the drama students dressing in their black garb and holding an empty skull, they don't really get to apply their knowledge.
Fighting for Idaho.
I am what you call a weird child because I love school. I love getting to learn new things. I love different assignments, and I just love challenges.
Fighting for you.
So when you get all the other stuff out of the way, all the politics and all that, our desire is to prepare kids for what we think is a bright future.
Boise's Mr. Right, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award, Kevin Miller in the Morning.
We look forward to coming to your fine schools
on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, good morning. Kevin Miller here at Timberline High School. We have more students, more teachers to talk. By the way, thanks to our friends at CapEd Credit Union for making that happen. And our purpose here, obviously, is to give you the side of teachers and students and parents and administrators. We're all touched by schools, whether we have kids in the system or not here in the Treasure Valley. It's talked about on television, on the radio, in the newspaper. But who really goes and gets the school's perspective? Nonpartisan, a nonpartisan perspective based on solutions. Let's face it, it's easy to sit back and criticize, but what about solving the problem? Why don't we start from my right to left here, and please introduce yourself. And we'll start our segment here at 580 KIDO.
My name is Kelly Gonzer, and I'm a psychology teacher and also leadership advisor for the Wolf Connection Leadership Group, and that's the group I have with me this morning.
All right. Go ahead, ma'am. You're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Hi, my name is Bella Zito.
All right.
I'm Morgan Jenkins.
I'm Carlos Trejo.
So how significant and unique is this program?
Since I'm the advisor of it, I definitely want to brag about it and say that it's very unique. But the unique features about this is that this group of kids gets nominated by their peers and staff members the spring before the next school year. And the way that works is we're looking for students that have excellent communication skills and leadership skills. And so they are brought into the program basically because the school recognizes them as leaders. It's also unique in the sense that we meet every Monday and Tuesday night from 6:30 until 8 p.m.
At night?
In the evening.
And then they're here at 0 hour the next day, some of these guys?
Many of them are. Yeah, this is an amazing group of kids I have.
You have to be young to do that, I guess. What about you?
Lots of caffeine.
Lots of caffeine. How important is it for you to be in this program, and what does it mean to you to be nominated and then to show up Monday and Tuesday in addition to school, in addition to everything else?
I really love being in Wolf Connection, and when I first got nominated into this program, I was really excited to see that my teachers and my peers think of me as a leader and think that I have great communication skills, and I was really happy to hear that. And I really do love being in Wolf Connection, and it really means a lot to me.
Right. What about you, ma'am?
Being in Wolf Connection has really been able to balance my life. We've been...
Balance your life? How old are you?
I'm 17.
Ryan, take notes. I'm sorry. Go ahead, please.
We talk a lot about being able to balance our life and good communication and... I also work, and so I've been able to...
So you go to school, you do this, and you work.
Yep, and I was able to have enough confidence with this group to talk to my boss and ask him to only work weekends, and that has happened.
Yeah, the weekends, that's for work, yeah. And you don't want to do anything on the weekends. That's what I'm talking about.
I like to stay busy as a person,
okay.
And so this has really helped me keep busy. And
sure, so we're talking about what it's done for the individuals. What about you, sir, when we're talking about time management and giving to others as opposed to this is the time in your life when you're supposed to be focusing in on you?
Well, for me, it's just been a totally different experience because, you know, this is more about giving others. This is more about giving others an opportunity, and it's just... It definitely also helped me with management of time, too.
Right.
Because I've always been busy with, like, all my homework, and also I'm doing sports, too. So it's more like I have to figure out ways to give enough and then, like, get enough out of it.
That sounds very stressful to me, but not so much. Everybody's smiling so early in the morning.
Well, and I think part of it is what the opportunities that they have within the program. This is a very short version of it, but basically these guys are ambassadors to any new student that walks into our building. The first week of school, these guys are linked up with a new student for a couple of days to hang out with them, not just during the periods, but also the break and the lunch. And it's a way for them to connect our new students to our school. They're a lunch buddy mentor to a group of fourth graders, and that's starting next week, and they'll do that for the entire year. They have a community-wide project in the Timberline area in which they will go to retirement homes for about 3 months and do visits to different nursing and retirement homes. And then we have a big celebration of a senior prom dance in March of next spring. And this is just an amazing group of kids that they get excited about each one of these activities that we do.
I remember the senior prom from the last time we were here. Now, this group hasn't taken part in that yet, have they?
No, they won't. We'll have the celebration next March.
So what... what have you heard about the senior prom, and are you looking forward to helping with that?
I'm really looking forward to helping out with the senior prom.
Those old people are cute, right?
Yes. I've had friends that were in Wolf Connection in past years, and, you know, they try not to spoil all of it for me, but I'm really looking forward to helping out and
right.
participating.
Yeah, that'll be good. The fourth graders, what do you think about them?
I think it's a really neat experience that we get to go over and be role models for the fourth graders and play with them and, like, yeah,
play
have
with
lunch
them.
With them.
Yeah.
They have recess.
Give them a little direction is what I'd say. Forget recess. But that's good to hear. Now, when we're talking about helping a new kid come to school, why is that important?
Because they just always feel so out of place. You know, and it depends on whether or not that they come out from a different state, too, and they're
sure.
not used to our system here. Some of them come from bigger high schools. Some of them come from smaller high schools. So it's just about helping them adjust to what we have and what they didn't have before.
Sure. A final thought, when they leave Timberline, what are they hoping to get, not out of just the education aspects, but of this program?
I think one of the best things, and it really exemplifies the name of our program, which is Wolf Connection. One of the very first things I tell them is I really want them to connect with themselves and what are the things about them that they want to make better. But they also have an opportunity to connect with one another in the program. We basically become a family for the year. And they also have an opportunity to connect with our school, our community. And I just feel like this is a true leadership program that opens up opportunities that down the line in college, in careers, I have kids that contact me 10 years later that are applying for a teaching job or doing something, and they're still asking me for letters of rec, and they're still talking about the experiences they had. So this is definitely, as an educator, this is definitely one of my favorite memories that I have is with this group of kids.
Right, something that, you know, we need to give more publicity to. Well, we thank you all for being here. Anything else you'd like to share with the listening audience here at 580 KIDO? No? All right, back to class. All right, thank you all. Great job, as always. It is 7:12, Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580 KIDO at Timberline High School. As we've talked about, big news yesterday, Ebola has come to America.
As best we can tell, this patient, a man who came from Liberia, arrived in the United States within the last couple of days, was asymptomatic on the plane on the way over, which is good news because if a patient is not showing symptoms and there is not some sort of intimate contact with bodily fluids, the likelihood of transmission is very low. But upon arrival in the United States, this patient apparently got very sick and went to the Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital in the northern part of Dallas with a very high fever, we're told perhaps vomiting as well, and was put into the strict isolation unit there at the hospital. Now, they don't have the type of isolation unit that they do here at Emory University Hospital or Nebraska at NIH or the U.S. Army Research Institute for Infectious Disease in Frederick, Maryland. So the Centers for Disease Control will be sending a go team of 3 to 4 people to Dallas to assist with the infection control there and with the treatment of this patient.
There we have it at 580 KIDO. You know, I'm sitting here taking a look at this at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Are they now telling us that planes are not safe because we've got these Ebola people running wild? Think about it. Let's go to Ron Paul Jim at 580-KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning. Good morning, Ron Paul Jim.
Good morning, Kevin.
Thank you for your patience, sir.
No problem. My point was, why haven't we... screened passengers originating from those areas trying to enter the United States you know, in general. Why are we allowing international flights to continue from those areas that are, you know, if this is such an infectious disease? You know, we used to quarantine people entering the United States, immigrants. We used to go to Ellis Island, and they would be screened for health reasons because they didn't want them to have any contagious diseases that could infect the populace. And that was common practice, but we've abandoned that. We don't screen, we don't enforce the border, so, you know, there's also the troubling aspect of disease, you know, rejuvenated diseases that were eradicated from our country because they no longer practice screening those people. And I just, but at the same time, it stole the headlines and all that, and the CDC is alerting funeral homes to prepare for and being inundated with Ebola deaths. You know, this is a CDC announcing this stuff. So,
well, it seems more like they're spawning a panic than actually trying to deal with the problem legitimately. You're right. I mean, restrictions. You're in one of those countries. You get cleared medically, or you're not coming in.
Yeah, and the headline though is stolen. You know, they dictated the news media template once again. You know, so that we don't watch what's going on. You know, in our foreign policy, which is another, you know, controlled chaos or crises. Do you remember what Obama said in his many different aspects of how we're going to handle ISIS and all that? One point he said that that we would have the goal was to have it in a manageable level. Remember, he used the
well.
Word
he
manageable.
Also said that the chances of Ebola coming to America were very low.
Well, how? Based on what? You know, because
if you want your doctor, you can keep him.
Yeah, you know. So, but he said manageable, and this is an important word that I want. You know, he doesn't want to eradicate the terrorists. He wants to manage terrorism. So, you know, yeah. I just look at, you know, words like that and phrases, and I think they mean things. And, you know, the fact is we created those enemies abroad. What did they do during Trayvon Martin? Did they try and, you know, bring calm and peace, or did they bring protest organizers to the event or to the area? See, this is more, you know, they want more news media coverage of people upset and turmoil. And, you know, they're doing things like this for an agenda. It's not meant to... you know, and this is what I'm demonstrating here is there's a pattern of that same thing where they never let a crisis go to waste, and they're using it to advance an agenda to, you know, otherwise they would not be able to do, you know, the weapons to Mexico. What, you know, these, what else could be the agenda there? So it's just I just want people to kind of step back and look at all the things that seem to be government caused, government, you know, fanning the flames to certain things.
Sure.
You know, not bite. You know, the problem is our government, not the United States in general, but our government.
And that's both sides because they've been bought by big business. Ron Paul, Jim, thank you for the call. Phone number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Are you scared, concerned, terrified that Ebola is going to get you? As we've talked about, now we're spending all this money because some guy came back from, Liberia? And he had symptoms, but nobody thought, maybe we should keep him in Liberia.
Some 195 Defense Department personnel are now on the ground in West Africa. And over the weekend, the equipment for the 25-bed hospital and two mobile labs arrived in Monrovia.
But that still did not keep Ebola out of America. How fearful are you? And if you have to travel, are you worried about some type of, you know, who was on the seat before you?
These deployments are part of a whole of government response to the Ebola outbreak. The U.S. military is not in the lead, but we are fully prepared to contribute our unique capabilities in support of our interagency partners.
What are we going to do? Shoot it? 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. Coming up, we'll get your thoughts on Ebola. And was the president wrong when he said he could manage it? 719, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO from Timberline High School, promoting our school, securing our future. courtesy of our friends at CapEd Credit Union. Traffic time. Good morning.
580 KIDO is sending Kevin Miller back to school.
We love 580 KIDO.
Promote our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union. We love teachers.
I'm doing all right. Getting good grades. The future's so bright. I gotta wear shade.
Now, back to Kevin Miller at Timberline High School on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
All right, big ups to our friend Doug here, who listens every day, driving in from Parma, doing his best to make sure that Timberline is an awesome school. Do appreciate him stopping by. It's so humbling for to get the feedback. And look, this is, you know, people can yap about, oh, it's the people show. It really is. We are about as informal as you get, and we like it that way. And we urge you to go to 580kido.com. You'll see a slider of me thanking you for our big win. We've brought home an award recognized by people in broadcasting. And you're going, well, that doesn't really mean anything to me as I'm going to work. Well, it shows that people across the country realize what we're doing here. It's not just what we're against, but what we're for. And it's not just yapping about problems and griping. It's coming up with solutions. I can't help you with Ebola, I'll tell you that. But one solution that I do think that we should have is who's ever running the Secret Service needs to go. Big hearings there yesterday. What? No. No, Sweet William. We're not going to be talking about George Clooney and his wife. No, we're not going to do that. Let's go to Elijah Cummings, who was so distraught yesterday at the House Oversight, Government Affairs and Oversight Committee, he left.
We need to have a outside review of the agency to make sure that we have best practices and that we meet the highest standard of excellence.
You know, I disagree. I don't think that we need an outside review. Here's the skinny. The guy jumped the fence, and you don't have to go to the White House to understand this. It's very simple. Those of us that have grown up in a world where there are rules, and when you follow them, life is good, and when you don't follow them, there are consequences. There's consequences for incompetency. There's consequences for a lot of things. And Daryl Issa brought that to the forefront yesterday.
Let's understand, on September 19th, it was a breakdown of human responses. People did not do what they should have done, and the training level was not where it should have been.
No, it's not where it should have been. We're talking about the life of the presidency. We're talking about the facility of the White House, the most sacred American institution. And you don't just simply say, well, how do I explain this? The alarm was turned off because the ushers told us to. And then the door was open because nobody got word that you locked the doors. The doors should be locked at all times, right? You heard Rachel Sutherland at 580 KIDO yesterday, who goes to the White House saying, when she was visiting, the doors were locked. And yet then we have, and a lot of people don't want to get into this because it's a touchy, sensitive, politically correct topic, that you have a female Secret Service agent at the door who got knocked over, run over. Sorry, that woman has to go too. She can't do her job. And the reason, well, Kevin, you're so mean, and here in the Treasure Valley, we don't like the meanness. It's the truth. It's the truth. If somebody commits a crime against you, or if somebody cannot protect their home, then it's on them. And if you're paid to make sure no one gets in the door, and whoops, well, then you need to go get trained by Ronda Rousey at the UFC. You need to bulk up on some Joe Weider protein powder or do something else, quite frankly. And people say, well, you know, it's the same argument I have against women in combat. There are some things, and there are, you know, I couldn't be a Secret Service agent. I get out of breath just going to the donut shop. You have to have physical requirements. Now, the female head of the Secret Service probably won't lose her job. This woman won't lose her job, but, you know, we've made our political institutions too politically correct, haven't we? And I would like to see somebody from this committee just demand the resignation of this woman. She's got to go. And the woman that was supposed to guard the door, she got to go. And the person that put her there, he got to go.
We've got to make sure that the organization is all that we believe it to be. And then we've got to restore the confidence of the public, and that's a big deal.
Exactly. A big deal when you're talking about the life of the president, right? Coming up next hour, more folks from Timberline High School, number one. Number two, one state Supreme Court is considering whether people can be fired from their jobs for smoking pot, even though pot is legal in their state. Look, and I'll tell you a little secret. You want to clean out your workplace, you have the drug test. You have the drug test. It'll clean out the riffraff. I can look at someone and I'll tell you who's smoking the dope. You don't even need a drug test. I can just physically walk up to someone. I've never met any of those guys that have any initiative. Now, no, Sweet William, quit talking in my ear. No, equal time doesn't mean a cholesterol test for me. No, we're not going there. Anyway, hope you're having a great day. We'll work harder to make it better. More coming up next. Kevin Miller. Or the blood pressure test either at 580 KIDO.
Kevin Miller is back at school.
Up in the morning and out to school.
Will you please open your textbooks and we'll get started?
Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union. We love teachers.
I love my teachers.
Now, back to Kevin Miller at Timberline High School on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Ring, ring goes the bell.
All right, here we are at Timberline High School. Always a pleasure to be back at Timberline. You know, it's quite funny. I think this is our third time here. We've been doing this program for, what, over 2 years now, I believe. And it's funny. You see the same faces and some new ones with the students and everything else. It's amazing to see as we move along here. Phone number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. We'll talk to some more folks coming up. And obviously, we're going to have some people singing and be inspired and, like I said, it's fascinating how education at one level, when you hear our great friend Glenn Beck talk about Common Core or Tea Party Bob or others, and, you know, the issues that they have, and, of course, you have the state school superintendent race going on and what that means, and then you go to the schools where each and every day we have this. So we have some singers ready, or were they singing the national anthem first, or... Yeah, well, as soon as they're ready, just wave at me and we'll get them over here and then we'll have some folks talking stuff. They're going to warm up. And like I said here at 580KIDO, it's very different when you're in the schools. And a lot of people give me a hard time about it, but I got to tell you, it's refreshing. And people work each and every day to make this happen. So we're going to hear from the folks here in a minute at 580KIDO. Now, I have this young man next to me, and he's going to give you an oral preview of what we're going to listen to. Sir, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for the compliment. And, I've been called young for a few years now.
Well, I don't think you've been called young since the last time you were on with us.
That's entirely possible.
I remember exactly you.
Right.
Yes, good to have you with us.
Thanks.
Please introduce yourself and tell us what's going on.
My name is Rich Lapp, and I'm the choir director at Timberline High School. We've got some singers here right now that are going to share the alma mater from Timberline High School with you.
All right, guys, let's get rolling.
Take it away.
We are Timberline, and we proudly raise our voices to the sky. We are Timberline, and we'll never let our alma mater die. We are strength when we're united. We stand proud when we're alone. We are Timberline, the spirit of the wolf in this valley we call home.
Go Wolves. Yeah.
All right, how about a big cheer, guys? Come on. Great job. All right, really appreciate that here at 580KIDO. Kevin Miller in the morning. You got those guys fired up so early.
Heck yeah, yeah. We start things off pretty early. All of our arts programs do here. Band, orchestra, choir, we're all meeting at 0 hour every day. So
yeah.
Yep. Good kids, good program.
Now, I remember you and this young lady here. Why don't you introduce yourself to the listening audience?
Hi, I'm Tara Selvin. I'm the theater arts teacher at Timberline High School.
Well, talk a little bit about your program, folks. Why don't you start, sir?
Yeah, so we have right around the corner starting tonight. We've got a production of Bye Bye Birdie that's going to happen. It's a great musical set back in the 1950s. Great singing and acting and dancing, costumes, set. It's a really, really fun show. Starts at 7 o'clock.
Sure.
At Timberline. It runs tonight and tomorrow night, and then it goes next weekend as well, Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday.
All right. How important are the arts to teaching?
The arts are very important. We have a lot of kids who are have very high academic loads, but they prefer to take summer school and make their schedule really available to the arts because it helps them connect with the school and the community and spread the arts around.
And to connect with themselves and just the artistic side of who we are as human beings.
Why don't we appreciate the arts as much as we should?
Why don't we? I think society just pushes us so left brain, so analytical, so serious. I mean, especially in the academic sphere of things. And there's certainly that's valuable, that's valid. There's nothing wrong with
that. We love the arts. We're addicted to plays and music and theater and the like. And yet, I say, the arts. And it's here on the front lines with people like yourselves that keep it alive each and every day with the kids.
We give it our best shot. Yeah, sometimes it does feel like a bit of an uphill battle.
Sure.
But I think you're absolutely right. The general public, I mean, we value those things. We're listening to music all the time. We're going to plays. We're participating in it. But then when it comes right down to where's my money going to go, sometimes, educationally speaking, it's a tough one.
Right. And yet when you talk about the training, whether it's singing, whether it's acting, I mean, those are tools that are used each and every day. Why have you dedicated yourself to keeping the arts alive?
When I was in high school, it was something that kept me grounded. It was something that kept me passionate, and it helped me excel in everything else because it was something that I really, really wanted to do well at. And in order to do well in the arts, you have to do well in everything else. It also gave me a sense of community. It helped me feel like I belong in the school. A lot of these students that don't play sports or have anything else that they're interested in, this is a home for them. And that is something that I believe kids need these days, is something to be really passionate about and believe in.
Well, and to harness that talent, who do we have over here? Why don't you introduce yourselves to the listening audience at 580KIDO.
Hi, I'm Jacob Walker. I go to Timberline High School.
I'm Kate Simons, and I also go to Timberline.
I would hope you do, because we're at Timberline High School. Tell us a little bit about your involvement with the theater and the arts here. What does it mean? What does it mean to you?
The arts have been everything about my high school experience. I've been involved in almost anything art-related at Timberline. I think they're a really good experience for people to experience creativity and to stay grounded and to allow themselves to open their minds. And it's been really amazing for me. The arts programs here at Timberline are pretty amazing and unlike anything else in the country, I think.
All right. I don't know how I answer follow that up. Why don't you go, sir, and tell us your thoughts?
Well, I've been doing theater and various arts throughout my high school career, and I just started choir last year, and it's been something that's really helped me in all different aspects of my high school career, in the academic portion, in my work ethic, in how I present myself to other people, in how I express my emotions and how I am in school and how I am as a person. So I honestly think that being in the arts is something that anybody should consider, no matter if you play sports. Like, I play sports as well, but I also have arts to keep me grounded and to keep me that kind of more expressive person that I am, and keep me, I don't know, having a good high school experience. I feel like having arts in your schedule is something that anybody should do.
Sure. Well, we appreciate that. Anything else you folks would like to share with us here this morning?
Get out and support the arts. I mean, at the high school level and the community level, and not only support, but find ways to get involved. Find ways to be expressive yourself.
Come see Bye Bye Birdie.
Come see Bye Bye Birdie tonight and tomorrow night and next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
All right. Well, thank you, guys. I know you're very busy, so we appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you very much.
All right. It is 7:47. Time for traffic with Kevin Miller at 580K.
Promote our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union. We love teachers. Now, back to Kevin Miller at Timberline High School on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
When I think back on all the crap I learned in high school.
7:53, Kevin Miller in the morning. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Have we seen a paradigm change when we're talking about laws concerning the legalization of certain drugs that are illegal?
John Coates was fired from his job as a customer service rep with Dish Network in Colorado after he tested positive for marijuana in 2010. He wasn't impaired at the time, but still tested positive, and Dish says it has a zero-tolerance policy. Coates is a quadriplegic, and his attorney says smoking pot is allowed under a law that protects employees from being fired for legal activities when not at work. Medical marijuana use is legal in Colorado. Dish says it's not legal, though, at the federal level. The implications here are pretty significant because Colorado now allows for recreational pot smoking as well. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News Radio.
I think Jessica almost forgot her name, but it does beg the question. If you are working for an employer and they say, look, you cannot entertain these certain drugs, you cannot smoke pot, you can't do these things, and then all of a sudden you get fired for it, but it's legal in your state, what does that mean? Well, the consequences, my friends. At 580KIDO is what happens when the feds don't enforce their own laws, whether it's concerning social issues, whether it's concerning drugs. It's amazing that we can have the full force of the federal government come down on George Zimmerman, as we talked about yesterday, or Ferguson, Missouri, and yet states have decided to thumb their nose at federal laws prohibiting marijuana from being legal. And then you have the case of medical marijuana. Have we become a nation at 580-5436? Have we really become a nation where we just pass the buck? And let me just give you a few examples. We have the head of the Secret Service before Congress yesterday saying, I swear it will never happen again. We will do our very best to make sure that the president is safe. Okay, we have somebody that was supposed to lock the door, and they didn't lock the door. We have somebody that was supposed to sound the alarm, and they didn't sound the alarm. We were talking about, I mean, it goes on, and yet will anybody be fired? And it's funny because I get into this debate a lot with coworkers, both on and off the air, and they always say, dude, you're harsh. Well, I see good people that hopefully listen to me in the morning, that fear for their jobs, fear for, I was thinking of a friend of mine, it was like 6 years ago, when the economy went bust. He's running one of the best facilities in America, this theater in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Heinz Hall, created by John Heinz of the ketchup fame, and he's worried about his job. And you would think a guy, whether in late 40s, early 50s, that had done so much in his career that he had gotten to that level, wouldn't have that fear. And if you don't have that fear, you're just being stupid in today's world. But have we become a nation of passing the buck? And the point I'm trying to make here is that on one hand, we have people that through no fault of their own are held accountable for the mistakes of the bigwigs, are held accountable for people that misuse funds, and then you have other people that make fireable mistakes that don't do anything, like the Supreme Court, like the White House. Look, the laws are there. Again, I go back to a friend of mine, that, and I go, well, they can't do that, Senator. It's against the law. Now, that senator eventually was prosecuted for breaking the law, but she told me, Kevin, the simple truth is the laws are only as good as the people that honor them and enforce them and abide by them. What good is a law if no one is there to enforce it and to hold people accountable? That's what they call the rule of law.
The president articulated his concern about the incident that occurred 10 days ago. But at the same time, the president retains full confidence in the men and women of the Secret Service to do their very important work, which includes, as their top priority, protecting the commander-in-chief, the first family, and the White House.
Yeah.
Distracted.
He's got full confidence in those professionals to do their job.
Yeah, not very professional when you have an amateur breaking through and getting through a couple of layers. And by the way, we're now hearing, and again, the Secret Service didn't disclose this to begin with, we're now hearing that the only reason why he was tackled was an off-duty Secret Service man just happened to be walking in that area where the lunatic with the knife was running wild and free in the White House.
There is a legitimate public interest in this matter, and that is why officials at the Secret Service are conducting this investigation with a sense of urgency.
Yeah, you want to do something, get the Treasury Department to investigate them, Congress to audit them. Sorry, when you make a mistake, you know this, you teach this to your kids, you're held accountable. Let's get you to traffic now, 580. Is it me or is the morning going really fast? I hope so. Hope you have a quick day as well. Another hour from Timberline High School. Thanks, CapEd Credit Union. Kevin Miller, promoting our schools, securing our future, 580KIDO. Serving Emmett.